Okay, so good evening or morning or whatever time it is. Why don't we go ahead and get started? Welcome to the Monday IMC Sit and Dharma Talk. I'm Kim Allen. I think many of you know me. So please find a posture. We'll start with the meditation now, finding a posture that's upright and also relaxed. Really allowing yourself to feel like you've arrived. Sometimes we've rushed around a bit before turning on the computer, or we've just been looking at something else on another window. So just taking a moment to sense that now you're here. Now you're with this meditation and allowing the body and the mind to come into harmony with that. If you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes, bringing the attention inward. Beginning by connecting into the body, grounding in the body. So feeling the sensation where you're sitting, your seat against the cushion or the chair or the bench, and your legs or your feet against the floor. Having that sense of stability, of being supported. And also softening and relaxing and allowing yourself to be supported by what you're sitting on. And then rising up from this stable base is the body with the spine in the middle. We may even feel like it is buoyed upward or pulled upward, like a sea plant rising off the seafloor. It's anchored at the bottom, but then can float upward. Could the body be like that? Letting the arms float like the fronds of the plant, letting the head float on the spine. Finding in these images a way to be upright and also relaxed. Some degree of ease sitting here. And deliberately softening the body, releasing various areas of tension. So perhaps beginning with the face and the head, softening the muscles of the forehead, around the mouth, softening the eyes and the eye sockets. The jaw, the throat, down into the shoulders, shoulder joints, letting the shoulder blades slide down the back. Down into the chest area, softening the rib cage. Releasing the diaphragm. Down into the belly, letting that be soft, round. Finding some ease in the hip joints. Softening a little farther into the seat. And letting go of bracing in the legs, all the way down to the feet. So having a sense of inviting ease throughout the body without needing it to be any particular way. This sort of simple easefulness at the beginning of a sit helps set a good tone for the sitting, brings in the different parts of the body and mind. Allowing the attention to connect with the breathing. Simple sensations of the breath coming in, going out. Not trying to do it a particular way. But having a sense of beginning fresh. As if you don't know anything about the breath. We may notice that the mind is caught up in thoughts, concerns, emotions of various kinds. This is normal. When we notice that, just gently reorienting to present moment experience, the body, mindfulness. At the beginning of a sit, it may take a little more attention to steady the mind. And then as it settles more, there can be a lighter touch. So perhaps noticing in this portion of the sit how we touch the mind to help bring it back. How frequently, how strongly, and could it get gentler and quieter in line with the mind settling a bit? as the mind continues to settle, even if it's just a little bit, if it's of interest, you may wish to direct your mindfulness toward the beginning of experiences. Can you notice the very beginning of the in-breath? Beginning of the out-breath? The beginning of a sound. Or a body sensation. What is it like when you first notice it? Maybe even the beginning of a thought. It's meant to be done easily, not tightening up the mind, ready to pounce on something that's arising. Just gently within your regular mindfulness practice, inclining toward beginnings. And for the last 5 minutes of this meditation, just release any effort to practice, just allowing the mind to be natural, letting things arise, pass, and just aiming to rest in the present moment. Resting the mind in what is already happening, beginnings, endings. We don't have to create either one.